I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The U.S. Supreme Court says Colorado's Civil Rights Commission was hostile and biased against a man's religious beliefs when he refused to make a wedding cake for a gay couple in Lakewood. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
In its 7-2 ruling, the court said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was not fair or impartial and violated the First Amendment rights of Baker Jack Phillips. One commissioner compared his deeply held religious beliefs to defenses of slavery and the Holocaust and called it a despicable piece of rhetoric. Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs spent time during this year's legislative session trying to bring more balance to the commission.
This is a black mark upon our state's Civil Rights Commission, frankly, a commission appointed by our governor.
Last month, Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill to reauthorize the commission. The bill also prevents either party from having a majority of members on it. The Supreme Court's ruling was narrow in scope and didn't explicitly address whether a business can refuse to serve gay and lesbian people, but it did reaffirm anti-discrimination laws. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The public is invited to learn about updates to elements of the Camp Creek Drainage Improvement Plan at an open house tomorrow evening. The plan includes solutions to address flooding and erosion issues in the drainage corridor along 31st Street, an update on elements of the plan that have been implemented, and information about a few refinements will be the focus of an open house scheduled for tomorrow, Tuesday, June 5th, at Holmes Middle School Cafeteria, 2455 Mesa Road, between 5:30 and 7 p.m. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.